Attendees walked a mile and stood to hear speeches for 2 hours in the steady rain on a chilly day as victims' families, community leaders, and Governor Andy Beshear thanked the crowd for showing up to memorialize Antonio Franklin Jr. and other Kentuckians lost to gun violence. 15 people have died from gun violence in Lexington since the start of the year. A winding gallery was set up behind the stage with pictures of victims hanging from clothespins. Beshear remembered Franklin's mother, Anita, who died in February of 2020 after years of advocating for gun control and victims' rights following her son's death. She was a member of the Survivors Council in the Attorney General's office when Beshear served as AG.
I remember when that council put together a guide. When you've lost someone, when most of the time it's just the individual that's been hurt or gone that's considered a victim, she said, all of us lose. All of us are victimized when we lose someone we love, someone we care about, someone in our community. And they created the first guide to try to help families coping with that loss.
Families of those killed spoke to the need for solidarity in the effort to end gun violence, some asking for better help from law enforcement and city officials. The Antonio Franklin Jr. Violence Intervention Project, led by his brother, Ricardo Franklin, held its 7th annual Peace Walk in partnership with the Fayette County Sheriff's Office and other community partners. Arlo Barnett, WUKY News.